Winton, outback Queensland. Population, roughly 1,300, give or take a few. The town is physically about the size of Randwick Racecourse. It's the home of Waltzing Matilda, the dinosaur capital of Australia, and Brilliant Opals, and now Hollywood. Well, not quite. It kind of depends on who you speak to. This morning, I'm going to be joined by the Mayor of Winton, Gavin Baskett, to talk about what it's like when ABC television production crew comes to town. Now, you may be watching the gritty television show that is Total Control. It's a political drama that's unfolding in regional Australia. It's gripping TV with a big-name cast and a big-name crew. But what you might not know is that it actually was all largely filmed out in Winton. And when they do that, like several hundred production personnel turn up to this little town and live side by side with the town's population for about 5 weeks. Gavin, how was it?
G'day, Willie. How you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It was fantastic. We've had quite a few of these large productions get shot in Winton over the years, and there's nothing better than seeing all the hotels, motels, everybody busy, and turning around the corner and there's a TV production or a movie being shot in your hometown. It gives you a great buzz.
And so explain, because we're a mainly Sydney audience, where exactly is Winton?
Well, Winton, as our previous mayor would say, is in the guts of Queensland, pretty well right in the centre. Where so you've got your main towns of sort of Longreach and Mount Isa, where sort of 200 kilometres north of Longreach, heading towards Mount Isa, and you took a bit of me limelight there with the three main things you said, but you forgot Winton, the birthplace of Qantas. The first board meeting was held in our famous Winton Club in February 1921. A bit of history for a small village.
Wow. And so how did Total Control come to be filmed in Winton?
Well, they were just looking for they wanted to come to Queensland and they wanted to shoot in a small rural town. So they sort of looked everywhere from Winton North right up into the Gulf for a place. And that was Rachel Perkins herself doing all that scouting. And
ooh, did you get to meet her?
I did.
Ooh, yeah. What's she like?
Rachel's. Oh, no, they're fantastic. Touchdown birth people. And especially Rachel Griffiths, she actually brought two of her girls out here. She flew to Townsville, hired a camper van and moved them out to Winton for a few weeks. And they went to the school and actually one of her daughters made the school shot put and went to the Central West, the district titles. So it was fantastic that she really immersed herself in the community. But yeah, they'd been to several towns and they just sort of decided Winton was the feel, like it was everything they were looking for in a little town with the main street and some old houses they wanted to use, and then and the landscape as well. We're pretty famous out here for our fantastic landscapes, and I think that's why we've had a lot of productions from movies to TV shows to commercials shot here over the years.
What is it about the landscape that is so iconic?
Well, it's just such a diversity, and you can go in, say, 30, 40 kilometres each direction, and you can see the open Golden Plains, what the Vision Splendid, as Ben J. Patterson talks about. And then we've got the Bladensburg National Park, which has gorges and escarpments, and there's mesas, and it's just that wide range of a landscape within a short part of town. So especially for the films, they can base themselves in Winton and don't have to travel too far in any direction to go to just experience all this different landscape.
Yeah. And so do the locals get behind it as well?
Oh, the locals love it. Well, with this production, there was probably about 80 people involved in it, from extras to working behind the scenes, the businesses. It's just a phenomenal economic driver over those 5 weeks that they're here. There was hundreds of thousands of dollars, like I said, all accommodations full, the pubs get a good rally, and even just the locals working there, that's just all that more money in people's pockets that they can spend around town, like a bit of extra income, as you'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And do any of them, they get to be extras? Do we see any Winton local faces in Total Control?
Yeah, there's lots of extras. I've pretty well seen. Well, I must put my cards on the table here. I haven't watched it yet. I class myself as a binge watcher. So
okay.
I'm taping it, but when I say that to people, half the young people don't know what I mean when I say I'm taping this hour, so I've got to say downloading it or something. But I've got it on that record every week, so I'm just waiting till the last episode, and I'm going to sit down and watch all six in a row. So, but it's quite a lot of talk about now. I'm pretty keen to watch it, so I'm having a battle holding me up.
Yeah, look, it is a fabulous show, and I guess it kind of looks at the issues of regional Australia. What are some of the real issues that you guys are facing in a town like Winton?
Probably our main issue over the last years is like population decline. Yeah. The drought's been a real kick in the guts, and one of the issues with that is people like have to sell their properties, and so maybe the neighbour buys it or a company buys it, and they don't put any people there, and then just people in town, just different opportunities. And so that, yeah, population decline is a struggle. And then when you lose that critical mass, you might lose a store, or if your school numbers get down low, you might lose a school. So that's one thing that we're working really hard in. Council is trying to grow the place and just stop that population decline. But the drought's been an issue. And then when you say the drought, early in the year, in January and February, we had that massive monsoon event to come through northwest Queensland, and there was hundreds of thousands of stock losses up in this area. So
yeah, okay.
The graziers who battled 6 years of drought, and then along come all that rain and weather for 10 days, and they lost large numbers of stock. So then it's another battle. So it's just part of the rural industry in a rural town. You're fighting the elements, and you have the ups and downs, but things like this total control and the tourism industry help trying to sort of drought-proof our small towns and get the economy sort of relying on different parts of the economy rather than just all on agriculture.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up on a cane farm in North Queensland, just south of Townsville. So I've got an appreciation for the agricultural industry and also regional Australia. And I think I remember being in my teens and the penny dropping that as a farmer, every pay packet per se that you get gets put back into the farm. It's not like you go home at the end of the day and then the money the company pays you, that's all yours. It's actually that money goes back to the farm if you have any money to go back to the farm. I can imagine the economic impact of the filming of something like Total Control is a huge boost to everyone.
And like you say with farmers, when you do have some good seasons, the local grazers, they're always planning for the bad season. So you might be getting good money for your cattle and you're having good fat cattle every year and sheep, but you're always putting that money away because you know that there's a bad season just around the corner. You can't sort of go, like you said, you can't spend all your income on yourself and then all of a sudden you come into the tough time. So, yeah, as a grazier, you've always got to be planning a few years ahead.
Yeah. Oh, Gavin, look, it's been so wonderful talking with you this morning, learning about what happens when a big production crew comes to town. And look, I think you are going to love it when you finally sit down and watch all your taped episodes of Total Control. And thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Willie. Talk to you later.
Have a great day. Bye. And that's a big thank you to Gavin Baskett, who's the mayor of Winton in outback Queensland. He was talking to us about having a major television production come to town when you're a town of, say, 1,300 people and you get this influx of TV crew and actors and just exactly what happens.